We're introducing some new service lines. We're doing regenerative medicine now, too, which is where we take some, you can draw blood out of your arm, spin the blood down, take all of the really rich cells out of that, inject that into joints. Then we're also doing stem cell injections, where we're taking either your own stem cells out of your hip or using amniotic stem cells and injecting those into joints, too. I'm getting some really good results.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Acknowledge, I mean, when you think about where you are today compared to, say, 10 years ago, and think about where you might be 10 years from now, it's staggering to understand or realize that we're getting to a point where you can just take care of anything.
Yeah. I mean, you can actually essentially kind of regenerate parts, you know, and so... I have a guy who's an NFL player that he had knee surgery, both knees, wasn't able to squat at all, did his knees about a month and a half ago, and he just let me know this last week that he's squatting over 500 pounds now. Knees feel great, no problems with his knees at all. So that, and it's amazing.
Neurospine Institute, Greg, talk up, I mean, when you say you had a guy that couldn't do that, and now he can. What is it that allows that? What is it? And you're not going to go into the procedure in detail, but what do you, in effect, because there are other people listening right now, I got to say, wow, I want to be able to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, the thought is that, and some of the studies show that really by injecting the stem cells, you're creating tissue. You know, the stem cells are really what we call pluripotential stem cells. So whatever they touch, they become. So, if we put a stem cell on this desk, then the stem cell will become this desk. Whatever they touch, they become that type of a cell. So if you inject it into somebody who's got worn out cartilage in their knee and you inject it around the cartilage, then it can become part of the cartilage and help grow that cartilage. And there's some studies that show, that when you do that or you do it in a petri dish, that you actually do generate new cells. I mean, it's amazing. It's the forefront of medicine right now is doing these stem cell injections and using stem cells for other things too.
Sure. Yeah. Now, and you do this.
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would one, if they want to get to see you or become a patient or even be able to talk to you about it, they go to their general practitioner, or how do they do that?
They can, and then they can send a referral over. The thing about these stem cell injections, though, is they're not really covered by insurance companies, and so I don't necessarily need a referral. It's nice to have because I want to know the track record of what has gone on with somebody. Because I don't want the stem cell to be the first thing that I do. I want to make sure that they've tried maybe some steroid injections, maybe hyaluronan injections, or whatever else they've done. You know, this should be really kind of, if somebody hasn't done well with this other things or is thinking maybe about surgery, then maybe try something like this.
So it's cutting edge stuff.
It is. Yeah, it's amazing.
I know you mentioned, not covered by insurance, and I can think through the years a lot of things that were not covered, then all of a sudden they realize, oh, this is good stuff. So I'm sure that's where it's going.
It is. Yeah, it is. You know, I think as more and more studies come out and show that this stuff is really helpful and that you can really regenerate tissue, then I think insurance companies are going to start paying for it, and the thought is if you can regenerate part of the knee and somebody then doesn't have surgery on the knee, then they're going to be better off in the long run. You know, a lot of times these people that we're doing are people that are 40s, 50s, 60s. Maybe they're not quite at that age where they can have a knee replacement done, but they don't want to, limp around for the next 20 years, So it can be really helpful. It can really, really help with pain. It can also help with dysfunction.
Got to believe athletes from the past, present, and future athletes have got to be really interested in this.
Very much so. Yeah. I injected a shoulder on a guy who used to play down here, and he's doing really well now. And I have a couple people set up for actual spine injections too. And so, it's really, really nice to be able to offer people something else, not just steroid injections or surgery. You know, it's kind of that it bridges the gap between those two.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is
crazy.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It does sound like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
like
people are happy.